Jon Snow could only stand and watch. Like the snowfall on the Barrowlands, it seemed the tears would never end. It was Ghost who knew what to do. Silent as shadow, the pale direwolf moved closer and began to lick the warm tears off Samwell Tarly's face. The fat boy cried out, startled, and somehow, in a heartbeat, his sobs turned to laughter. Jon Snow laughed with him. Afterward, they sat on the frozen ground, huddled in their cloaks, with Ghost between them. Jon told the story of how he and Rob had found the pups newborn in the late summer snows. It seemed 1,000 years ago now. Before long, he found himself talking of Winterfell. "Sometimes I dream about it," he said. "I'm walking down this long, empty hall. My voice echoes all around, but no one answers. So I walk faster, opening doors, shouting names. I don't even know who I'm looking for. Most nights, it's my father. But sometimes it's Rob instead, or my little sister Arya, or my uncle." The thought of Benjen Stark saddened him. His uncle was still missing. The old bear had sent out rangers in search of him. Sir Jeremy Ryker had led 2 sweeps, and Quarren Halfhand had gone forth from the Shadow Tower, but they had found nothing aside from a few blazes in the trees that his uncle had left to mark his way. In the stony highlands to the northwest, the mark stopped abruptly, and all trace of Ben Stark vanished.